If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau here. I love the question you're going to hear in today's episode. Very short question. Very short answer, most likely. I'll try to give you something helpful. I like to help the listener who calls in and also many of our other listeners by proxy. So if you are out there trying to start your first or your next side hustle, you might be wondering about timing. When, in fact, is the best time to start? When is the optimal time? Okay, does such a thing exist? You know, and it's easy to say just start, and I will say just start most likely, but I'll try to be more helpful than just that. I'll try to give a couple of specific comments and how to tackle this decision for yourself, right? In the midst of a busy world, in the midst of so many things that can take your time. So our listener, Casey, has heard various advice, but wants a more definitive answer. So let's see if we can do that. When's the best time to start? Quick shout out to our sponsor, the question and my answer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Casey from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I've been contemplating a side hustle for some time, but I'm unsure if there's a best time to launch. Seasonality, economic trends, and personal commitments all make me wonder when I should move forward versus waiting it out. Is there an optimal time to start a side hustle?
Hey, Casey, thanks for the question. So maybe the generic advice first, then I will try to get more specific. But this generic advice that you have no doubt heard already is, I guess, valuable. I mean, the advice to just start is, I mean, that works, right? Like the best time to start a side hustle. What was that old parable about the best time to do something was last year, right? But if you're too late for that, then today is good too, right? Today, tomorrow. That advice is timeless for a reason. You know, there's all kinds of reasons to put something off. You can always find an unlimited number of reasons to defer something. But There's a lot of power in starting. Okay. I know we don't want just a generic answer, so I'll move forward here. But I think, like, when in doubt, sooner is better than later. Okay, so less generic. Well, it depends on what your side hustle is. It depends on what's going on in your life. But let's assume all things are equal in your life and you could start now, you could start 3 months from now, you could start a year from now. Think about perhaps New Year momentum. So New Year's coming up here. The start of a new year is a time when a lot of people are motivated to try new things. You might have a resolution. You might be updating your workout routine, your fitness. You might be changing other stuff in your life. So, you know, that's a good time. You also might want to avoid major life changes. Like if you're going through a significant life change, like you're moving or you're starting a new job, perhaps maybe a major relationship change, might not be the ideal time to also start a side hustle. Like it's great to start a side hustle when you have some relative stability elsewhere. Again, relative is the key word, of course. Just getting really practical, if you're going to sell something e-commerce, you're going to sell a product, you know, you want to start before a peak shopping season. And of course, it depends on how much time it's going to take you to get up and running, sort out your inventory, your logistics, your systems, and so on. But in most cases, if you're selling a retail product, it's probably better to have everything ready to go in October, let's say, rather than February, if possible, right? Because you're going to have a lot more sales towards the end of the year. And of course, there's other seasons that are big too, late summer, early fall sometimes, back to school. It really depends on the item, of course. But, you know, if you're able to plan before a peak shopping season, then that is helpful. Some people also like to start their side hustle after tax season, depending on how busy that can be, especially if you're getting a tax refund in the spring. Maybe that gives you a little bit of money to experiment. But of course, my whole message is you don't need a lot of money to start your side hustle. So I just mentioned that because when I asked this question on social media, a couple people mentioned it. So I did want to throw that out there as well. The best time, honestly, is whenever is best for you. And that goes to our listener, Casey. It goes to all of our listeners out there. Mostly, I want you to, in fact, just start. Okay. I hope you will. I'm cheering you on. I want to hear about your steps, your progress, what's going on with you. Let me know, sidehustleschool.com/questions. I know it's a busy time of year, of course, but I'll be here every day with a new episode. I hope you'll join me. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.